What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Christy Chaos. Still here at the Whiskey Ginger Studio with the green screen in the back, but Homeless Pimp is coming next week. He's actually going to fly out to LA on Easter Sunday because he's a sacrilegious Satanist, and he's going to come out here, and we're going to get rolling from my new Airbnb. We just got a new Airbnb somewhere in Los Angeles, and we just drove past it, and Vinny doesn't love it. So let's be honest. I'm going to be honest with you guys right now to camera. Okay, old Chrissy over here, Chrissy Chaos, just had to pay, I mean, real cash. I'm talking about real cash. Like, I'm going to probably be coming to a city near you that I didn't want to come to because I got to pay for this fucking Airbnb that Vinny doesn't like now. And Airbnb has taken my money. So we could have another Tim Dillon situation. I don't know what's going to happen, but Vin, just be honest.
I love it. You don't like it.
Oh, no. Okay. First of all, when we pulled up to it.
It's charming.
And look, you said, you go, that can't be it. which is a horrifying sign when, I wish you guys knew. I'll tell, just because, you know.
You know what, though? This is like the Christmas tree. Remember the Christmas tree that you got us?
Yeah.
It was beautiful, and you didn't believe me, and I loved it.
Right.
Why? Because you got it for us.
Because, and then guess what? And then we got into a fight, and you kicked me out, and you took pictures with my children and your boyfriend in front of my Christmas tree. What happened.
That was last year.
In my face.
That was last year. That was a completely different tree.
Yeah. Andrew knows about it. I called Andrew crying about it.
Yeah, he was sobbing, and it made me feel bad. And you know what, though? This is not the first time he's cried about you to me.
Yeah.
It's all the time.
About her boyfriend.
All the time.
Yeah.
Boyfriend.
So Vin doesn't like
it. You want to walk out. What's going to happen?
Vin doesn't like the Airbnb. I'm going to actually do an episode live from the Airbnb only at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. When Homeless Pimp gets there, well, I will reveal exactly how much I paid for it and give a tour for my fellow Patreon members, the Christians. If you're not at patreon.com/ChristyComedy, you're missing a lot of stuff we're doing over there. I just did a video in support of Stop the Asian Hate, and it's only at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We had a good time doing it, and Vinny's got a lot of opinions about race, so go ahead, tell them now.
Do I?
I'm kidding. I'm kidding about it.
I think it's all ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Whoa. Listen. Just because your face isn't on camera, I mean, because you're going to say something.
You got to be extra careful.
But do you even feel like, Vin, you can be racist? Because you're Puerto Rican.
No.
Grew up in Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
I don't think anyone can be racist, no matter what, but.
What do you mean you don't think anybody can be racist? What are we saying?
Well, I don't think anyone can be racist. Like, you shouldn't be. Not you can't be. You shouldn't be.
Oh, because nobody can be racist is a crazy thing that
Homeless Pimp. No. I want to
look at the camera right now and say, Homeless Pimp, clip it. Clip
that's
exactly
what
she
I
just
mean.
Said. So what do you mean? No, but that's very interesting. So what do you mean?
No one should be. I don't know. You lost me. Pregnancy brain.
You look extremely pregnant today.
Thanks, babe. Can you stand up
and just show the camera quick?
No.
Come on.
They see it in my pictures.
Just do it for the camera.
No, it's going to take up the entire screen.
Just do it for the camera, Vin. It's either you do it or they're already making
Show your belly. Your pregnancy belly.
No, I've been. I actually cut. I cut my facial hair down for the first time in a year, and you told me that my face doesn't look that fat anymore, and Andrew said it doesn't look that fat.
It looks actually pretty good.
But
yeah?
That's the thing.
I think you look slim.
I look slimmer.
Yeah. Yeah, like the top half of you, but then the bottom half is always like.
So why don't you show your belly up here? How about this? Let's play a game. No, I want to do this. We're gonna post the pictures. Stand up here just real quick, and we're gonna put a just of your belly and my dad's belly, and we're gonna guess who's who. Who's Tony D and who's Vinny?
No.
Okay, so she doesn't want to do it. Here's the thing, Vinny's not in the mood today. No. You're not in the mood today.
Quiet coyote.
You're not in the mood today. We had to beg you to come on just to be on mic. I mean, the people love you on the show.
Why don't you want to be on? People hate me.
Why? Because one person made a comment?
They say I'm mad annoying. Which I feel really bad for. Like, I feel bad for them. I'm sorry. Like, that's corny. You're corny.
Why?
Because you waste your time being negative, and it's like self-reflection, though. It's like that's how you feel about yourself, and I feel bad for you. You're probably like a dope-ass person, and you don't even know it.
Wow. Whoever that hater was, you're actually a dope-ass person, and you don't know it. And the way that you can find out you're a dope-ass person and get positive energy is by going to sign up for Jasmine, for Vinny's Patreon. What is it again? Patreon.com/JazzyMethod?
Jazzy Method.
Yeah, so go do that. She does live fitness classes every week. She does live fitness
pregnant
classes.
And all.
What are they? Tuesdays? What are the days? Tuesday?
Tuesday and Thursday. When the guys make like negative comments about me, they're usually like the same guys sending me messages.
Right, DMing
like
you.
Like the ones that are like, oh, you turned me on with your pregnant body.
Have you had that actually?
Yes.
Have you had, no, seriously, yeah, have you had any of potential, I would assume, you know, my fans or the comedy fans, anybody say anything really weird to you, fetishizing
it's
your
not,
pregnancy?
No, it's not. They haven't gone crazy.
Nothing.
It's just they're letting me know, like, they're turned on and they're probably going to use my pictures later.
You, right.
That's kinda hot, though.
That is. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not hot.
Why
That's
not?
Not hot. That's
Why not?
Gross.
Why not?
I don't need to know that. I mean, if you're going to, like, it's a public page. If you're going to use them, use them. Don't let me know.
Don't let them
know. I don't want to know that.
Now, how are you looking forward to my mother coming to the Airbnb
oh
for a week?
Yes.
Let's talk about that. My mother's coming.
Wait, the kids are calling me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure? Hey, wow! Ha! You just hit the mic with your boobs. Are you serious? Okay. Here we go. Don DePetta, get in here. We got Donnie Tsunami, folks. You guys know Donnie Tsunami. I post pictures with him. Look at this hottie. They took his mask off. He actually was kind enough today to give his haircut appointment up to my stepson, and then the barber was cutting my stepson's hair. I got my haircut first, and the barber was cutting my stepson's hair, and the barber said, the barber was a lady, and she said to my stepson, she said, hey, do you want me to cut your hair just like I cut your dad's hair? And he looked right up at her, he said, that's not my dad. And she was like, oh, okay, honey. And he said it, you know, aggressively. So Don DePetta is on the mic. You're now going to take the place of Vinny.
All right.
Don DePetta, Donnie Tsunami on Instagram. Here's the thing, Don.
Okay.
Is I've known you now. How long have I known you?
Years. Handful of years.
I met you at Zany's Comedy Club in Chicago, yep. Andrew Santino's hometown.
Yes.
And
yes.
We just hit it off. We just hit it off there. And what Don is famous for now is giving the comedy community COVID. That's what Don is, the West Coast Akash Singh. Who gave everybody COVID on the East Coast, Andrew Schultz's podcast partner from the boys over there at Flagrant 2. He was the super spreader event on the East Coast. The super spreader event on the West Coast was Donnie Tsunami.
Okay.
He hit Santino for one, and then he hit, who else did he hit?
Well, no. Just
well, Santino.
Santino
but,
and his wife.
Yeah, you hit a big one. When you
smoked me, baby.
You smoked the Santino. Santino had to cancel a hiking trip,
okay.
a skiing trip.
And gigs with
And gigs with me. I mean, because of Don DePetta, if you came and saw me at Cape Cod or the football field in the middle of Pennsylvania and we had to Zoom Andrew Santino in his underwear from his closet, it's because of Don DePetta, Don Tsunami, sent him hate mail.
No.
Hate mail. Send him hate mail.
Yeah. To be fair, I didn't have COVID before you came to town. Okay.
Right. True.
All right. You've been directly exposed to it a handful of times.
Let me ask you this,
and
Andrew.
Have not gotten it.
Is this the first time you've seen?
Second.
It's your fault for real that we got it. Yeah. It's, no. To, genuinely, it's your fault.
Yeah, it is.
It kind
fault.
Of is.
To be fair. To
when
be,
he said you were coming to the studio, I literally said, LOL.
Yeah.
If I get COVID twice
oh, God.
In your studio.
If you get COVID twice in your studio, that's a movie.
Santino, if you get it again, I will put your penis in my mouth.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy if you want to see that. Don, but here's the thing.
And it will be the first.
Here's the good news, though. Both you guys have antibodies now.
Yeah,
everything's
totally.
All good. Don, though, and then I was shooting the pilot
you
of
were.
The true TV show that I'm doing right now, Backyard Bar Wars. And I could have gotten it, and then that would have been – it was bad that Andrew got it, but if I would have gotten it during a pilot – then yeah. That would have been – then you know what? But then I wouldn't have to come out – then I wouldn't be coming out here and doing the TV show probably because the pilot wouldn't have got picked up.
I felt so terrible.
He felt bad. No, Andrew, he felt bad.
Oh, my God.
So many people gave so many people COVID. There's nothing
right. I was egging it on.
I asked to make out with you at the end of the night, and that was a risk.
And then remember we went to Whitney Cummings' house? Whitney didn't get it.
I know, but
But Tim Dillon didn't get it.
I know.
And then I would tell Don, would ask how you were doing every day. And I'd be like, he's doing good. He says when he's walking, his oxygen gets to about 85, but he's doing good.
Oh, man.
He spits blood once in a while, but he said he can champion through it.
Were you fucking with him?
I said, I said he's good.
I felt so terrible.
Now, here's the thing, Andrew. Don's girlfriend just got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine two weeks ago and got lit up on her ass.
By the J&J.
Yeah.
I
want to get the J&J. It's one shot.
But I feel like she's definitely got whatever this, you know, this chip is, though.
Right.
I think it's a bigger microchip.
Do you think?
So she's totally covered. But when they flip that switch, dude, look out.
Look out. Oh, yeah.
What happened? Did she get really sick?
She did. She got sick for like 2 days, but then she.
So did Mark Hayes, the comedian back. Mark Hayes.
She's back. She yeah. almost died, but I was out of town, so it was okay.
Yeah.
So.
But are you, Santino, are you going to get the vaccine?
I want to get the J&J.
Just give me one pump and it's over.
Yeah.
I want to get J&J bad. I don't want to have to like do this dance.
Twice?
Yeah. What about fake cards too? Because now they're saying like, at least in New York, like vaccine passports. And like, I feel like it's going to have to be digital because anybody already I'm in group text with who needs a vaccine card. Like already, my boys have vaccine cards floating around like you can't imagine.
Well, you grew up around animals. So speak.
I didn't. What do you mean throw them under the bus? I didn't mention names, Vin. Please, I can say a lot more stuff about your family, and I'm not. I do love your family. Can we get T.T. Jerry back on the podcast? My numbers are slipping. Do you have any other members of your family who'd be good on the pod, Vin? Nobody can hear you because you're off mic. Vin's got a big, huge gay family. Yeah, so do I, though.
Yeah?
How many people in your family are gay, Chris?
Truthfully, yeah. Three.
Wow. How many are open about it?
None of them. We got three in the closets.
Yeah.
We got three in the closets. Do you have any gays in your family, Don?
Yeah, I did. He's dead.
Hmm? Who's dead?
He's dead.
Who?
He died.
Who died?
Well, the one that was gay.
How'd they die?
A heroin addiction. This is going to get dark. This is going to get dark.
Oh, okay. No, but this is what the podcast is about.
Is it?
Yes.
It's about his family's heroin addiction?
Yeah,
yes.
Jesus Christ. I'm airing fucking laundry out.
All right. Well, I mean, you don't have to. Yeah. I was at, you know.
He played flute and piccolo growing up. Mm-hmm. So
it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
And then.
Here's the thing. I had to get a haircut today, and thank you, baby. Don's barber. I appreciate it. After this, I'm going to do Bert Kreischer's podcast. So I didn't have time to go back to my apartment, my house, and get 48 Laws of Power. So we may do a segment of it in a second if I'll just Google one of the laws, or we may just do one episode without it. I don't know. I'll make a decision before the episode ends. But what I did want to do is with the Christopher DeStefano segment is I've been watching a lot of Ancient Aliens. Did you guys know this? This is a mind-blowing fact to me. Did you know that a lot of researchers, a lot of space researchers, you know, again, they're labeled as nuts and kooks or whatever. A lot of them think that we used to live on Mars and then we found a way here to Earth and then Mars used to be Earth because when astronauts go up into space, okay, mm-hmm. So when you go up into space and you're there for I think at least 2 days, okay. Your circadian rhythm, your body's natural clock readjusts from 24 hours to 24.9 hours, which is the exact length of a day on Mars. How wild is that?
That's insane.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
So they think that that's probably what happened. Did you hear that, Santino?
No.
That we were Martians.
You flirting with my girl? Yeah. With my daughter or my girlfriend? Which one is it?
I was flirting with your girlfriend. Your girlfriend's the one that's like 2 feet tall, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My girlfriend's the one with the penis out there. So I thought that was... Huh? Sorry. So that was something that I thought was fascinating because here's the thing is when I'm watching the show Ancient Aliens, because at first, you know, you see the guy Georgios with the big hair and you're like, this guy looks fucking crazy.
I love that guy.
Oh, he's great.
But he does look bonkers.
He looks bonkers, which I get is good for TV effect. But then, and he does have a lot of facts and he's very knowledgeable and he's dedicated his life to this. When you start to, like, when they start to show examples, though, of things, you're like, yeah, like, I don't get how they could possibly build it either. And then what they were saying was...
Are you talking about pyramids?
Well, pyramids, but then there's also another place like...
Pyramids are kind of the crux of all of it.
Yeah.
Pyramid seems insane.
It seems insane.
Yeah.
It seems crazy. But they were saying like they were able to levitate 2 or 3 ton stones by using sound.
How?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Sound.
Because here, let me just pose this to you guys, though. Because I understand, I totally understand what, you know, people mean when they're like, you know, oh, there's no way they could build this and you don't have enough manpower, whatever. But back in those days, when there were no distractions and literally your whole life, you know, especially like the Egyptians, the slaves building the Egyptian pyramids.
You throw enough slaves at anything, I think we can build it.
Cell phones, no The Bachelor, no Dunkin' Donuts, no anything to distract you. You just literally get up, you eat grains of rice that have sand in it, no sex, nothing. You milk a fucking goat. You take a sip of milk, and then you start pushing those boulders.
They didn't have sex.
For generations, dude, hundreds and hundreds of years, don't you think they could get it done? Like, because I feel like now, yes, we have more machinery and all that, but our minds are probably not as strong now as they were back then because we have so many distractions. That's my theory on it. But if I said that, I'd be called a kook and a... And a
I think that might be true though.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe it was by slaves, but it just feels
logs and levers. Is that what did it?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm just saying.
No distractions.
When I watch these ancient alien things, I'm like, maybe it could be that. But then when they start to give examples of like how
know the math.
Well, the math, and then they're saying like the groove, like some of like the grooves in some of these things in like Mexico that they found are so razor thin that like you'll cut your finger if like you run your thumb down it, where like tools today can't even make them. And then there's certain types of material that certain types of rock that have things engraved in them that the only thing harder that, because you know, obviously you need a harder stone to engrave in a stone. The only thing harder than some of these stones that were in that area were diamonds. So it's like either they were engraving with diamond encrusted tools, which isn't likely, or they had help from aliens. That's the thing. That's what they say. So you know, I don't know though. It's a very interesting thing to me when I'm like, because also this planet has been here for 4 billion years. We've only been here for like 20,000 years. So think about how small that is. Couldn't it be possible that like this is like the eighth kind of evolution of humans? Yeah. Like this could just be, we could have went through this, like there could have been full cities and skyscrapers and everything, and they're just gone. And you wouldn't find evidence of them because it's buried too deep. It's buried like in the core of the earth.
Or maybe dinosaurs just had our consciousness.
What do you think? You think that? Wow. Wow. Ah. Pimp's going to close up on my face right now. Dinosaurs had you're saying dinosaurs had human consciousses.
I don't know.
Wow.
Who's to say not?
So you think dinosaurs thought like us? You think dinosaurs were watching porn and everything?
Oh.
You think dinosaurs were protesting? Imagine seeing a brontosaurus and a stegosaurus out there with their signs.
No, they wouldn't have allowed it.
No way. You think dinosaurs were racist against each other? Uh-oh, Vin has stepped into the room. What happened now? If you're going to say something, say it into the mic, please. Huh? Can you step down and just say it into the mic because we can't hear you? No, but please, because it's better for the show if you just say it into the mic. What do you mean who's watching porn? You know, you're linked up to all my Apple devices. You know when I'm watching porn because I get a text about how, you know, what I'm doing in my trailer. And I'm like, you obviously know I'm putting in BBW.
Okay.
Say it into the mic. Say it into the mic.
No,
look at how
like
beautiful
that.
She is. Isn't she like stunningly gorgeous? You actually really are, though. Can you come into the camera and show people it?
No.
Let them freeze frame it.
You can take them home. That's fine.
You're gorgeous, Vin.
Thank you.
When I was cutting my hair, when the woman who was cutting my hair, she was like, she looked down. She was like, oh, look at this beautiful woman.
I love how you start saying I'm gorgeous and you start giving me compliments after you like tell me what you're into. In porn,
what do you mean,
like,
baby?
You watch.
Yeah, oh, sorry, hon. Look at this. Look, if you don't want to show it, this is what it is. Freeze frame that. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Yeah, he smells good. The hairstylist was saying, because you were in the parking lot when you got out, and she was cutting my hair, and she goes, look at how beautiful that woman is. And I was like, oh, that's actually my girlfriend. She was like, oh my goodness. She was like, lucky you. She was like,
why do we say lucky you to guys? Why not lucky her? Yeah. You're a fucking sexy ass dude.
That's what I did. I pointed at my face. I pointed at my face and smiled, and she was like, you have spinach in your teeth.
You usually do.
Yeah. But But yeah, dude. No, that Andrew's in the back making his whiskey ginger sign. Which, by the way, the same guy who created who is he that made
Ted
the whiskey?
Munns.
Ted Munns, the same man who made the whiskey ginger sign, who also made the History Hyena sign, the Bad Friend sign. He's made the Hey Babe podcast sign, the Taste Bud podcast sign, yep. And soon the Chrissy Chaos podcast sign. We finally figured out my logo. It's going to be my face in Heath Ledger's Joker character wearing the nurse outfit. What do you think of that, Chrissy Chaos? Perfect. Is that dope?
Yeah.
That's what the new logo is. You like that?
I
but
like
you're
that.
Gonna draw it, Vin. You have to draw it. Yeah, Vin, just come in camera. Just sit here. Come on, sit here. Just sit here with me. Come on, babe. I just want to show everyone how beautiful you are. Just come in. Sit here. Sit here. Look. I'm serious. I'm not gonna say anything stupid. Come on. Look at this. Look at this. Look at my beautiful. Look at my beautiful cleaner. Her name's Guadalupe. And look, this is a baby. Look. Look, no, this is a baby girl. We're going to have a gender reveal. As soon as Homeless Pimp gets here, we're going to have a gender reveal. But you guys know at home that there's no way Chrissy's sperm could ever make another penis. I only make vajayjays. And I feel like there's another girl in here. And here, give me a kiss on camera. Come
Ew,
on. Give me a kiss on camera. What are you doing?
Kiss him on camera.
Kiss me on camera. All right.
What were you talking about?
That I'm in love with you. Oh, because Don DePetta said, because Don's on, he's obviously on fucking Quaaludes doing the show. He said that he thinks dinosaurs had the consciousness of human beings.
I said, what if?
He did say, what if?
But it's a crazy what if thing to say, man. Like, you know, I'm going to edit that out of the show.
Don't.
Yeah. So you think, so another, what he was saying was, it's like how dinosaurs, how we just think and like maybe dinosaurs were communicating with each other, you know, and they couldn't be watching porn. Because here's the thing though, if you think about dinosaurs watching porn, it's got to be a nightmare for a T-Rex to jerk it. You know what I mean?
I mean, we don't.
No, they can't.
They make everyone else do it. That's why they're a dominant
species.
That's why they're a dominant species.
Yeah.
So then T-Rex would have been, I guess, white. They would have been straight. The straight white males of the dinosaur clan are
sense.
The T-Rexes.
Just doing what they want.
Doing what, they,
what
want,
they want.
Privileged.
When they want.
Privileged.
Yeah.
Is what they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
The vegans were the brontosauruses because they only ate plants.
That makes sense.
That. Yeah.
Okay.
Who else do we got? Let's get who else? Who were the in the dinosaurs? Who were the Puerto Ricans? Who were the Puerto Ricans?
Who
were the
spiciest ones? The Velociraptors?
The Velociraptors. Yes. The Raptors were the Puerto Ricans.
Anything that flew would be Puerto Rican.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Or anything that swims. What swims? Sharks. Yeah. What can you do? Yeah, so it's because I was saying, you know, for the Christy DeStefano segment, because I said, you know, not that I'm unprepared today, but I don't have 48 Laws of Power, and we're kind of just waiting in between for Homeless Pimp to get here when we'll have, you know, more Christy DeStefano segments ready to go and 48 Laws of Power ready to go, but I couldn't get the book. I was saying at night I've been watching till I fall asleep, Ancient Aliens, and how it's fascinating, you know, when you listen to that show, like what those people have to say, you know?
The aliens we came from somewhere else or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clear you're not watching the show with me. It's
I'm also half asleep, but I also know that, or I read somewhere a long time ago, I don't remember exactly what, but I'm kind of like a descendant of like an alien.
Yeah. That's, listen to this bullshit.
No,
go ahead. Why are you a descendant of aliens? Listen
of
to this bullshit,
type.
Andrew.
They
yeah.
say that they could trace it.
She
like,
says she's a descendant of aliens because of why?
Because of my blood type.
And she says she's
what blood type are you?
O negative.
Which you can't get COVID. You can't get COVID or O neggy.
O negative.
Mm-hmm. You're O negative. So, and I'm O negative. How wild is that? This Friday, my last residency with Andrew Santino, Whiskey Ginger, will be this Friday. Because then, here's the thing. I helped hold the place cards for him until the big guest came back into town. And then he said, fuck you, Chrissy. We got Whitney. We got Tommy Segways. We got everybody. We got everybody's back in town. COVID's over. Fucking suck it, Chrissy. So yeah, that's the last residency. I had a great time doing it. Because here's the thing is, oh, by the way, here's a little thing. I'm going to ask you this live on camera. Our Airbnb, April 2nd, doesn't start till April 2nd, but we got to get out of our other Airbnb April 1st. Can me and my family stay over your house, Andrew?
No. Yeah, the kids can stay. They're really sweet. I like that.
Nah, we'll stay at the Ramada.
Stay at the Ramada. You stay at a courtyard, a Marriott courtyard.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, our teacher's name is Miss Keel. Yes, QAnon.
She's QAnon.
My daughter's QAnon. Yeah, Well, she go. That's why we send her to school in Bay Ridge. It's funded by the Proud Boys.
Wow.
Her school. Yeah. Vinny doesn't know who the Proud Boys are.
I have no idea. What
you don't know who the Proud Boys are, and you're dating one of them? I'm kidding.
I'm one of
the leaders. No, Miss Q. Andrew has a good point. Miss Q, our daughter's kindergarten teacher. She says it's short for her last name, but really, what she's doing is it's subversion. And wow, that's very interesting. It's Miss Q.
Miss Q
is Miss QAnon. She's in QAnon.
Q stuff. Because I went in there and she goes, "Do you know about Hillary Clinton and the pizza parlor?" That's the first thing.
She just said to you. My daughter just said to Andrew, if you guys get in here, Andrew walked in there to help with something in the other space, and my daughter looked him in the eyes and said, "Do you know about Hillary Clinton and the pizza parlor?" Miss Q. That's it.
Grandpa.
Send a message to Grandpa.
Send that into the microphone.
How about this, honey?
Did you read
Grandpa's
that about
another?
Yourself? You found that about yourself?
Yeah, she found it by herself. What did she find articles about?
I don't know.
Pizzagate?
Now she knows how to read, so now she can't.
So she wants to send another message to Grandpa. That's even further evidence, because guess who else is in QAnon? Grandpa. 100% Grandpa. Big time QAnon supporter.
Over there. But say it over there in that room.
Exact quote from Tony D. He goes to me the other day. He goes, Chrissy, I'm gonna come out to LA the first week of May. I just got my second dose of juice. That was an exact quote. That's what he said about the vaccine. He goes, "I just got my second dose of fag juice." Yeah. So that's how the guys in from his era think and act. So
are
what
you
can
gonna
you,
have him on? When
my
he comes
dad.
In?
People really want Tony Balls on. So when Tony Balls comes to my Airbnb the first week of May, Tony Balls will be the guest. And here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is you guys will finally get a look at what my father looks like, which people have said that they like his comedy, and we really appreciate it so much. You can get a look at Tampa Tony, a.k.a. Tony Balls. That's the good news. The bad news is you're finally going to realize that I've been lying and making up stories about my father from day one, because he is absolutely nothing like the character I've created. So we're going to have to coach him the night before on what to fucking say. Okay? I mean, this is going to be a Meghan Markle being coached in an interview situation.
It's not that far off.
You think it's not that far off?
No.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have a filter.
He doesn't have a filter, right?
No.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, what has he said that's been unfiltered?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Don't put me on the spot.
What do you mean, don't put you on the spot? You're on the podcast. I mean,
you made me come on today.
Oh, so now, here we go. This is what's going to be. Now, 5 years from now, if I get to the next level of my career, now it's I made you come on the podcast. I made you do this. I made you do that. Now it's going to be all that, right? My power dynamic. Is that what it's going to be now?
I felt obligated because you paid so much for the house.
Right.
So I have to like work it off now.
I literally wish there was a GoPro camera on you when you saw that house. I mean, the look of the look of dejection you had, and then I almost threw up.
No.
It just looked dirty.
It did. It looks No, I love the house.
She did. Hey! What? Just be honest. Just be honest.
It looked a little like run down from the outside, but hopefully,
it just hasn't been washed. It has that layer of that layer.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it hasn't rained in a while, right? So that's why it's just.
Well, it was between that, and then the other option was to live up
it.
In Hollywood Hills, which we can't get to anything.
I love it.
I know I may not be bald right now, but it's going to happen one day. And I got a friend who was going bald, and he was really concerned about it. And guess what I told him? I said, "Listen, babe, 2 out of 3 men are going to experience hair loss at some time in their life by the time they're 35. So you're just like a statistic. It's all good." I said, "But I got the solution. You ready for this? Keeps.com. That's KEEPS.com. What Keeps is it is a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair. More than 50 million men in the U.S. suffer from male pattern baldness, a little MPB, and there's only 2 FDA-approved medications that can prevent hair loss. And guess what? Keeps offers them both. It's amazing because the medication that Keeps is going to give to you, it's delivered right to your home, and you get an online doctor consultation. And that's why I think it's so awesome, because it's like, last thing I want to do is go to the doctor and have the person in the waiting room, because my doctor's office got thin doors. They hear me about my male pattern baldness. And, you know, I'm wearing a yarmulke sometimes, even though I'm not Jewish, just to hide my bald spots. Well, not anymore. I don't have to do it. Now I'm going to go fully Jewish. I'm already circumcised, so it's a beautiful thing. And I can go no yarmulke, and people are going to know, hey, he's not wearing a yarmulke to hide his bald spot. He's Jewish because he just loves Jewish people, and, you know, he loves salmon. Just like, you know, shalom, everybody. Happy Passover. I don't know when it is, but happy Passover. Keeps.com, it's the place for you. I'm telling you, if you got a little bit of baldness, make sure you go to Keeps.com. It's the best thing I can offer you. My friend, my boy Debo, using it and getting his hair back, and it's amazing. I mean, he's still striking out with the ladies, but that's because he's 5'2". But his hair is gorgeous and it's flowing. So go to Keeps.com/chaos, and you're going to get your first month free. That's what I love about these companies. This isn't, oh, $10 off. No, no. This is a month free from Keeps.com. All you got to do is Keeps.com. That's KEEPS.com/chaos, CHAOS, and you are going to get your first month free. Keeps.com/chaos. Yes. All right. Guess what, kids? This show is brought to you by our show's new sponsor, BetterHelp Online Therapy. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, Online Therapy. What BetterHelp is, it's a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with the therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's amazing. I've never gotten therapy with my pants off, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Oh, Vin came from the back, and I thought she was going to yell at me because I said I'm chatting with people with my pants off. It's just my therapist, babe. BetterHelp.com. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, too. And you can start communicating with your therapist in just 48 hours. So if you got something going on and you really need to talk to someone, you don't got to wait for an appointment 2 weeks from now. 48 hours. That's 2 days, 24 times two. 48 hours, you can start talking with a therapist. The podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Chrissy Chaos listeners, get this, get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/chaos. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/chaos. My family, the chaos is ensuing right now in my family. I'm going to need to talk to my therapist pretty soon. So I'm logging on to BetterHelp.com using the promo code chaos. Going to get 10% off because Vinny's pissed.
What did you write to Grandpa, hon? What did you write to Grandpa saying?
I love you, Grandpa, so much.
You said that. I love you, Grandpa, so much. No, she didn't. She wrote there's a meeting at 7 p.m. with QAnon. What did she actually write? Seriously.
I love you, Grandpa, so much.
I love you, Grandpa, so much. So, honey, just say into the mic, what is that code for with Grandpa? What are you guys talking about? What kind of conspiracies?
Keep my daughter off.
Your daughter? I got to...
Are you sure? I knew those people. They were my friends.
Oh, the paternity test people? Look at my beautiful family over here. I mean, look at this.
Oh, my God. Are you drinking?
What do you mean? I can't be happy to have my family here with me in Los Angeles.
It's cute.
It is cute,
she's
right?
Mad mushy. It's weird.
What do you mean, mad mushy? Maybe I'm pregnant.
Oh my God, with Delilah, you gained all the weight.
Yeah, I did.
You got all of cravings.
Snipe!
Let's body shame.
And you came in and sniped me. How about this? Guess what? Here's more news. Governor Cuomo from New York, our friend Governor Cuomo in New York, who Vin's a huge fan of still to this day, ninth woman just came forward with sexual harassment charges, allegations. So, I mean, this guy, he's got a full baseball team full of sexual harassment accusers, but he's still the governor. So are you going to vote for him again, Vin?
That's private information. I don't share that.
What did this one come out?
Here we go. Give it to Don. Yo, let us. I don't want any women chiming in about what these women are accusing Governor Cuomo. This is guy talk.
Yeah, let me ruin my life.
I don't know what he said. I don't know what he's. Were you leaving?
I'm leaving.
Why?
No, I'm here.
I do want you here.
Can you give us the keys to the car?
The keys to the car? Yeah. No, Mom doesn't know how to drive. Mom doesn't know. I'd feel safer with my stepson driving than Vin driving.
Why? Because I'm a woman.
No, because you're a very aggressive. You get angry. You have road rage.
It's not Vin. It's Mom.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, on the show, we call her Vin, hon. It's better for the merch.
I mean,
Governor Cuomo, now it's the ninth woman to come forward. But here's the thing. He can't leave. You can't make him leave.
Why would he?
Why would he leave?
First of all.
She has proof, she says, of him kissing her.
What is he, in his 60s?
Yes.
He's an Italian... Mm-hmm. Single.
Yes.
Has anybody ever met a fucking Italian man and who's single in his 60s in your life?
What
can people expect?
What do people expect? I know.
Are you shitting me?
I know, dude. I know. It's just very interesting because two things are very interesting. Dude, do you guys ever think about, this is a little off topic, but do you ever think about like the shift in the American flag over the last 20 years? Like, have you ever thought about that?
Or what?
Yeah, it's symbolism in the sense of in 2001, okay, after 9/11, If you didn't have an American flag on your car outside your house,
freedom, everything.
You were a piece of shit. Wow. You were literally an active member of Al-Qaeda if you didn't have a flag outside your house or on your car.
Yeah.
In 2021, 20 years later, if you have an American flag outside your house, you're a racist Nazi. How insane is that? That's what has happened in our country, and people don't fucking see it coming, and you wonder why me and my family are in QAnon. You wonder why Mrs. Q, why I send my daughter to a school with her teacher's name is Mrs. Q. Because in just 20 years, right under our noses, the American flag symbolism has shifted. And everybody's just allowed it.
Is this a show you talk about on this Chrissy Chaos?
Sometimes. It depends. I go. Sometimes I have transgender people on. Sometimes I have Jasmine's ex-husband on. Sometimes I talk to Andrew. Sometimes I read a book. It's Chrissy Chaos, baby.
We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's weird. It's very strange.
It's a strange thing.
But my question to you, in like, you guys are so big on social media and you're always on it. Has it only shifted on social media? Like, if you go out to fucking Iowa, has it changed
no.
a bit?
No, it's a but, social media thing.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're not attached to the phone, the American flag is still the American flag.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah,
and but I think we're having trouble because we're living in two bless you.
Yes, bless you.
Because we're living in two parallel
universes.
There's existing realities.
Right,
there's
but
the real world and social media world.
But here's
both
the thing.
Real.
But here's the key: the real world. The you doing something in the real world has no implications in the digital world. You mess up in the digital world, you're destroyed in the real world.
Well, I think
that's the issue.
No, I think if you fuck up in either world, you're destroyed in the digital world.
Right,
but
right.
You're not, because like Cuomo's touching people in the real world.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. But it's only all the stuff is coming out in the digital world.
Yeah.
Though. It's really in the digital world.
It doesn't matter in the real world.
Doesn't matter in the real world. He's still got his job.
Yeah.
In the digital world, he's canceled. In the real world, nobody cares. He may get reelected.
Like in 3 years, you're going to be canceled in the digital world. For sure.
Why? What do you think? What?
Because you touched my pee-pee.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out. I'm gonna sue.
You're going to sue.
Yeah.
No, dude. You asked
I'm going to change my mind in like 6 months.
You asked me why is this stuff I talk about in Chrissy Chaos? The answer in short is usually not. But here's the thing. I'm warming up because next week I'm going to be a guest on the Megyn Kelly show. Oh. So I'm coming out on Megyn Kelly on that show. So you better have some facts prepared. Is doing the Megyn Kelly show, like, how wild of a thing is that?
You better have some opinions.
Is that what it is? Andrew, what do you think about Megan being a guest on the Megyn Kelly show? Is it like in the Candace Owens world? Like, what is doing the Megyn Kelly show?
Are you doing it?
I'm doing it.
What does she have you on there for?
She just, her producer reached out and was like, hey, would you like to be a guest on the show?
Why not? Go do it.
I'm going to go do it. I'm happy to go do it. But it's one of those things where in the digital world, I'm just bringing it up. Say in the digital world, is she like a person, like if you do her show, you're fascist or racist or whatever?
It depends on what you talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I think if you talk, I think if she's asking you just questions about
comedy
and stuff, then who cares?
I don't care. Like,
people love Mike Tyson, and he was a convicted rapist like 30 years ago. 20
yeah,
years
who
ago.
Cares, right?
Yeah, it's like what? I still like him as a boxer,
right?
But like, what? You don't like Megyn Kelly because she's probably said something. Maybe people don't like her what she said, but also like, you're not her. You can go on and speak for yourself.
Yeah, no, and that's what I want to do. And
Schultz and those guys did Alex Jones. You know, it's like,
right, whatever you want to do.
Whatever, talk to him. If it was good, it's good. If she's good, it's good.
If she's good, it's good. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Like, I'm going to do it. Like, I don't care. Because, like, managers and agents, when they get involved, they put the fear in you. They're like, oh, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. I'm like, I'll do whatever the hell I want. What are you talking about? I actually have always liked Megyn Kelly. I always thought I was like, yeah. She's just got a fucking strong opinion that doesn't all the time necessarily match up with the opinions of extremely, you know, liberal people. And I'm liberal. I'm center leaning left. And what that means though in 2021, if you're center leaning left, is you're like to real like extreme liberal people, you're just on the right.
I've had this conversation with a buddy of mine before though, like. The people on the extreme right and the extreme left are the only people with voices on social media that matter.
Yeah.
And there's how many millions in the middle get lost?
Well, here's the thing,
and
though.
They're pieces of shit.
Well, what I really am starting to see now, like, I think I'm starting to really see it. And again, I don't fucking know if I'm right. I'm probably not right. I mean, I do a podcast from my couch, or if I'm not on my couch, it's green screen behind me. I mean, I'm a fucking loser. You know what I mean? But I'm
– That's not true.
No, dude, I'm an extra legroom kind of guy. You know what I mean? I'm not first class Chrissy. I'm extra legroom Chrissy. I'm saying I've taken the bus in the last 3 months. So I'm not saying I've made all the right choices. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that I think wokeness, for all the good that it's done, is now turning into bullying. Woke to me, the bully now doesn't give you an atomic wedgie and make you shit blood. He doesn't look like the bully, you know, from Home Alone. He doesn't do that. He doesn't pick on kids with braces. Now the bully is actually a nerdy-like character. He looks like what the bully victim used to look like in the 80s. Now that's the person that is the actual bully, disguising it in wokeness and canceling you or getting on you for any little misstep you take because they finally feel like they have power. That's why a lot of these people that come out and try to cancel people on Twitter, when you look back at their tweets from 10 years ago, you always find something racist or sexist or horrible they said because they've always been a bully.
Yeah.
They've always been a fucking bully. And that's why you find shit on them because they think that this is their time to shine and they always get fucked.
Yeah.
Always.
These bullies are worse though, dude, because you don't get a black eye anymore. You get a black mark.
Right.
And that one... Yeah.
Right. I thought you said I almost thought you said you don't get a black guy anymore, and I was going to ask you to kindly leave.
Yeah.
You do get a black guy. Still,
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true, dude. It's true. What do you do? Let me ask you this. We do also a segment on the show, Anxiety Tuesday. What do you do? Because Donnie Tsunami is a big, big, big mental health guy. He's a big guy that goes for walks. He's a guy he's in nature. He takes deep breaths. He's a guy, you know what I mean?
I told you to breathe this afternoon.
He has a kale smoothie and he's an undercover. What have you been doing lately to practice mental health?
Mental health?
Well, and the Anxiety Tuesday segment of the show, we like to give the listeners a new, a new idea about how they can cope with their mental health.
I mean, no one's going to like this answer. I started getting up at 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, so the 5 a.m. club, is it called?
Yeah, 5 a.m. Started getting up at 5:30 in the morning, and like for the first hour, I don't touch social media or my phone or anything like that. I stretch. I make coffee.
Yeah.
You know, I'll breathe. I'll read.
Right.
I'll write.
Right.
You know, just stuff that like if my father ever saw me doing would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be happy.
Your father, we know your father. He's 71 years old. He can kill both of us with his bare hands. He owns the Atlanta Punchline Comedy Club.
Yeah.
In Atlanta. Iconic club. Great club. So that's interesting. So that's what you do for your Anxiety Tuesday is you wake up at 5:30 in the morning. So people out there, if you want to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, you don't touch your phone for an hour. So are you meditating during that time?
Yeah, I do affirmations. Like I'll listen to an affirmation thing.
What's an affirmation thing?
Affirmation is like, you know, like I am smart.
That's an affirmation.
I am beautiful.
Okay.
I am pretty. I am whatever.
And you look in the mirror and you say that.
No, I don't look in the mirror. I can't look at myself.
You made your seventh grade affirmation.
I'm not there yet.
You made your seventh grade affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just try and I don't know what's bad for me. I try and do less of that. I work out.
You work exercise.
I exercise. That's a big one.
How about this, Andrew? Donnie made a gym on his roof.
I did.
He's got a gym. He's got a gymnasium on his roof.
I didn't think gyms were ever coming back here, so I started buying. So I started buying weights.
I'm going to the gym. I'm going to LA Fitness illegally
because he's immune to COVID. Because he can apparently give it to everybody, but he can't get it.
I can give it.
It's like you have the I would drink your blood.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
it's probably worth a lot.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Were you guys born with a mother who had AIDS? Because I was. Yes, my mother had AIDS.
Wow.
Yep. So
Lil Nas X is Satan's sneakers have human blood in them, but whose blood?
I know.
Lil Nas X, human blood sneakers.
How about this?
Who cares?
The homeless pimp. We're gonna post the video at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. We will post it, pimp.
Who cares about this shit?
No, but let me tell you,
I get so mad.
Pimp, homeless pimp put my face in the Lil Nas X Satan video.
Yeah.
And I felt like we couldn't post it because then I'm like, am I actually doing blackface?
No, you're doing
whiteface. If I'm in the face app, am I doing blackface? Because it was when he was grinding on Satan. I'm like, oh, that'd be funny. Pimp was like, this would be funny to put your face in. And I showed it to Vinny and she was like, you cannot do. You cannot do that. Because she said, you're negro face. You can do. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay. So she told me I couldn't do it. So I trust her. If she says it's too much, you know, because she's a Puerto Rican from Sunset Park. So if she's like, listen, that's no good, that's no good. But I want to post it because it's so funny and good. But it is one of those things where people are saying now Lil Nas X is kind of pushing Satanism through mainstream media.
What?
And it's more It's more subversion, just like how the American flag changed. Now they're saying Satanism is going to be normalized.
You know what? Parents need to fucking police their children, okay? Hey, look, this guy, this is art. It's creative. Don't be a fucking weirdo who dresses up in boots and preaches Satanism.
Santino.
What is...
Can I just ask you, can you give the mic? Give you Andrew the mic for a second. Listen, as a person, just real quick, as a person with red hair, what do you feel about mainstream Satanism? Is that positive for you and your fans? Well, because you and your culture have red hair.
Yeah, and we're good. I went to college. I was a Sun Devil at Arizona State. I am a son of Satan. I believe in satanic rituals. I love Harkstagram.
Yes,
I believe in all that stuff.
The pentagram.
666666666666. I go in the woods at night. I burn stuff.
Would you have Lil Nas X on the pod?
Not only would I have him on the pod, I would call it Whiskey Nas X. I would change
your name
with him.
What my goal in life is, right now, I will say it into the camera. This is my affirmation, is I want to get Lil Nas X on the Chrissy Chaos podcast. Furthermore, I want to introduce him to my father as my boyfriend. That's what I want. Lil Nas X as my boyfriend. Worship Satan for Tampa Tony. What can you do? Vinny has just walked into the room again. What's the problem now?
Maybe you should put your face on Satan.
What do you mean? Yeah. She's, you know what she said? Maybe you should put my face on Satan. What? He's giving him the laptop, and he's white. And I think what they're trying to say in that music video is Satan's white. So if my face could have been in the white Satan, that's what they're saying in the music video.
Satan's white.
You think Satan's white?
Sure.
Why do you think Satan's white?
Because he's got privilege. He's able to the fire, the brimstone.
Right.
Where does all that come from? Money.
Money.
Money and wealth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It comes from money and wealth.
Comes from
Satan is white privilege. Just Satan like all
is
the
white.
Other whites.
He's also a god. He's also a god. But his skin's red. So is he Native American?
He's an angel.
He's a god.
And he tried. Saying it to the mic, Vin. We can't hear you over there.
He was an angel,
Vinny says.
A fallen angel. Right.
He was a fallen angel, Lucifer.
And angels are?
Gay.
White.
Oh, white. White. Angels are white.
There you go. So he was an angel.
That's a very good point. What are we? Yeah, Delilah, hon. Okay, guys, but can you please stop? That's not our studio, and you cannot touch the machete. It's crazy that there's a machete in the other room, Vin. You have to be careful. He'll rip it off the wall. Thank you. Let's get back to racially profiling in angels. Why are there no diversity in angels?
That's a really good question.
It's a really good question, and we don't have time for the answer because I think we're almost at an hour. How long are we at? What are we at? Uh-oh, I just got it.
46 minutes.
I just got a missed call from Tim Dillon.
Stretch.
Just got a missed call from Timmy D. We got to move to Florida, dude. Breaking news, Governor DeSantis says he will be taking executive action to stop vaccine passports from being required in Florida. So in Florida, you'll have no need for the vaccine passport. In New York, when I get back to New York, I'm going to have the fucking vaccine passport to get into my own house.
I just worked in Tampa with Mike Cannon, cute kid.
Oh, shout out Mike Cannon.
Happy birthday. We were in a club in Tampa, and... There was a sign on the door that said masks are required.
Okay.
But that was not enforced.
That was not enforced.
No, dude, there was no such thing as a pandemic. That shit ended last April for them. They shut down for 4 weeks.
Right.
Opened right back up. They've been business as usual. That thing ran a train on everybody in Florida.
Right.
Moved on through. Numbers keep going down. Everybody's open. Everybody's having a great time. They were at 100% capacity. They were pushing 250 in that boxed room.
Right.
I was standing in the corner sweating bullets, making fun of people for wearing sandals and no sleeves.
Right.
And we were back to business.
Right.
And it felt awesome.
It felt awesome.
It felt amazing.
Right.
It was wonderful. It was the greatest time ever.
It was the greatest time ever.
But COVID, no exist.
No exist.
No exist, though.
It doesn't exist. COVID doesn't freaking exist.
It didn't. Not for them.
Not for them.
Not down there.
In Florida.
No,
I know.
Sir.
I know. Well, I mean, what can we do, dude? I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, I mean, the prices are outrageous everywhere. I mean, maybe I'll go to Florida. I mean, my dad lives down there at Tampa Tony.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just move down there with Tampa Tony. Ooh. Jazz, why would you not want to move to a state where the first language is your first language, Espanol? You barely speak English, at least in Florida. They're speaking your language, so you don't have to play pretend and put on this bullshit English accent you do for my friends. I know you don't know the language. That's why I'm attracted to you. 48 Laws of Power. Hold on, because we forgot the book. 48 Laws of Power. Here we go. Let me just go real quick. Okay, here we go. Let's do here. let's do a law. Because normally what I like to do is just flip open the book and then read a random law.
Okay.
And kind of, but I've read the whole book. But let me just see what I think is a book that would be good for you. Is a law that'd be good for you. A law that's good for you. I want to give you a law, something to think about.
All right, something to think about.
Here it is. Here's a law. Here's a law. This is law number 26 of the 48 Laws of Power. This is a law that's not only good for you, not only good for Andrew, not only good for me and my family. It's perfect for what's happening in the world right now. Law number 26, keep your hands clean. That's law number 26. Wow. Is you got to keep your hands clean. Here it is.
Okay.
You must maintain a spotless appearance. You should never be associated with nasty deeds. To do this, employ the use of scapegoats to disguise your involvement.
Okay.
Your reputation depends more on what you conceal than what you reveal. That's a rhyme. You should always have a convenient scapegoat on hand for when needing to conceal your more dubious activities. In addition to a scapegoat, you will also need a cat's paw. This is someone who does your dirty work for you while obscuring your involvement. This means letting someone else be the bearer of bad news while you choose to associate yourself exclusively with the good. So that, I guess, is where you have some... I guess that's why you have to have a manager or
and
an agent.
I was just thinking that's what an agent is.
Fucking scumbags.
Yeah.
I want to fire them all. But now I can't because you got to keep your hands clean. Law 26. I live my life exclusively.
Our agent's in Hawaii.
Yeah, our agent's in Hawaii right now.
Hawaii.
Yeah, well, I'm out here fucking slumming it out, paying three times as much for an Airbnb.
How much is it? Oh, you're going to say it on the other.
I'm going to say it on the Patreon. We're going to do it live. It's a lot of money. Just know that my agent needs to get his ass back from Hawaii and get me some dates in Texas.
Because
they're 100% open. I need to make the money.
I just told him. I was like, you got to put a couple weekends.
Yeah, he was.
Books.
Yeah, I. Yeah, I literally asked. I was like, literally like, hey, can you ask your dad if the Atlanta club's open and can I get down there immediately?
It's
one of those things. You know it's bad when, like, I pay all my credit card bills on time and, like, you know, I've had a credit card for 15 years. So, like, the allowance goes up and I got a message that said you've reached your limit.
Yeah.
And I got a call from Amex said, did you approve this? Because this doesn't look okay on our end. I'm like, no, that's where my family wants to stay in the Airbnb. My family's going to love it. They're like, okay, that's good. You know, you want to make your wife happy. And then, you know, to see her just shit on it immediately is just, you know, why
it's
I'm
disheartening. Yeah.
Why I'm Chrissy Chaos and why, you know, I just am in the situation I'm in. It's what it is.
Bro,
I'm kidding.
Bro, you put a lot of stress on you.
I put a lot of stress on myself.
You put a lot of stress
on you.
You
don't think there's no magical reason. It's no wonder to you why I have high blood pressure.
No. Oh,
I'm doing this to myself.
Yes, for sure. 100%.
What do you think, as a close friend, Donnie Tsunami?
Yes.
You don't even eat bad food.
No.
I don't.
No.
What do you think it is, though? What, I overwork myself?
I think it's a combination of everything. Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah.
What are the combination of what? Just tell.
I think you thrive in the fucking chaos.
I thrive in the chaos.
I think you thrive in chaos. Because that's your like comfort. You are comfortable in the chaos. You are Chrissy Comforts of Chaos.
I'm Chrissy Comforts of Chaos.
Yes, but that's not good. Because at like 40, you're gonna stress the fuck out. And one, it's either gonna be like you're either gonna go on a mass like jerking off spree in front of the streets, and like it's just gonna be real bad.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna have a heart attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was gonna be number two.
Yeah.
And then you have a heart attack, and the doctor's gonna be like, your arteries are clogged. You can't have any more salt.
Right.
And then your life's just gonna suck.
Right.
Because you're gonna have no flavor.
So then what are the steps? This will in closing go along with the Anxiety Tuesday segment. What are the steps you think I need to take so that doesn't happen to me?
Rule number 26, you need to keep your hands clean.
Keep your hands clean.
Yes.
But what do you think as a friend, what are you seeing? What do you think I need to do?
I think you just need to fucking breathe, relax. You need to get off your goddamn phone. That's what you need to do. Get off your phone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know. She likes me. I'm gonna take her as a wife. Yeah, you do.
Can you say it into the mic? You have to say it loud. They
Jazz,
can't hear you.
Jazz
She's saying
said,
I love to be in an anxiety ridden state.
Yes. And it is. It's true. You're very comfortable in that.
So I want to get uncomfortable in that. Then.
Yeah, you should be uncomfortable in it. What you need to do is you need to relax. You need to wake up, and the first thing you shouldn't do is touch your phone or your penis.
Okay.
That's the first rule.
Okay.
And then just, like, I don't know, walk outside. Like, you're in a beautiful California. You're about to be in, like, a Mexican villa that's costing you an arm and a leg, so you better enjoy it.
Just be happy.
Just be happy. Dude, it's just
like breathe. Like, have a couple of days where I have nothing to do
nothing.
But go in the pool.
But go in the pool. Cook out. Grill with your family.
Like, I don't have anything to do.
Nothing.
Like, zero.
You shouldn't text or you shouldn't hear from anybody.
No texting, but what about sexting?
Only me and Santino.
What the? Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus. I was kidding. Oh, my God. All right. We're here every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time. ChristyComedy.com.
I think she just ripped the thing out. It's gone.
Oh, did she?
The camera's gone.
Yeah. Is it gone? But that might be funny to end it there. Does it just fully?
Do you want to finish it out? Do you want to?
Okay, sorry about that. Vinny pulled the plug on the camera and the relationship, most likely. Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern time, Christy Chaos coming at you. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy for all the extra bonus episodes we do. We have so much fun over there. The community over there is called The Christians, The Chaotix. We give you an extra bonus episode that only lives at Patreon.com/ChristyComedy once a week. It's a beautiful time. I have a good time. And then for the $25 members at Patreon, we do exclusive content once a month. That stuff is fully uncensored, fully raw, never gets out to anybody. It only is at the $25 level. But for the $5 level and the $10 level, you guys get a bonus episode every single week. Thank you guys so much for the support. We love it. ChrisDComedy.com for all my stand-up dates. I'm back on the road in July. We got New Jersey. Just went on sale or is going on sale this Friday. We got Providence, Rhode Island, Boston. All those tickets go to ChristyComedy.com right now. Things are selling out or almost already sold out. So get the tickets. I appreciate all the support and love. And I'm going to go try to fix my relationship.